Matthew, chapter 13. And when they had come to the multitude, there came to him a man, kneeling to him, and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is epileptic, and suffers grievously, for he often falls into the fire, and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked him, and the demon went out of him, and the boy was cured from that hour. And while they were gathering together in Galilee, Jesus said to them, The Son of Man will be delivered up into the hands of men. And they will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up. And they were exceedingly sorry. And there arose a reasoning among them, which of them might be the greatest. But Jesus, knowing the reasoning of their heart, took a little child, and set him by his side. And said to them, Whoever will receive this little child in my name receives me, and whoever will receive me receives him who sent me, for he who is least among all of you, the same is great. But whoever will cause one of these little ones to stumble, it is profitable for him that a great millstone should be hanged about his neck, and he were cast into the sea. It is impossible but that occasions of stumbling should come, but woe to him, through whom the occasion comes. And if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is good for you to enter into life maimed, rather than having your two hands to go into hell, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is good for you to enter into life lame, rather than having your two feet to be cast into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, cast it out. It is good for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into the hell of fire. And there came a scribe, and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus says to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the heaven have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And another of his disciples said to him, Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus says to him, Follow me, and leave the dead to bury their own dead.